Hi, I'm Michael Sunoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive. You need someone to back you. You need an investor. Or you can do it the hard way. You got to put in your time and just make the phone calls yourself. But if you've got a letter that's doing 5%, your parents, will they lend you any money?
They might. I don't know.
Hi, this is Michael Sunoff with HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's a short 25-minute recording with Kyle from San Diego. I've talked to Kyle before, and we keep in touch, and he called me early in the summer to ask my advice about an idea he had for selling a system for flower shop owners. We also talk about some ideas about his illustration business and some ways to make some quick money during the summer. I think you'll find this consult helpful, and if you have any other questions, please let me know. Enjoy.
I want to do a recording. A couple things. I know you emailed me about your idea for the flowers.
That's probably the biggest thing.
Tell me what this idea is and how it came about.
I went to J. Conrad Livingston's site, and then I was reading the daily tips.
Did you sign up with them?
I signed up for the weekly tips. I didn't sign up for the association. So he had one guy, and he said that during the slow season of his flower shop, which was January for him, he would put a sign outside that said, "How mad is she?" So he said that his business just totally went up during that month because of that sign.
Because people were curious and they came in the store?
Yeah.
So he had put the sign out and it said, "How mad is she?"
Yeah. And so I figured out that that's what's called the Zeigarnik effect.
What is that effect supposed to be?
Basically an unfinished thought in the brain that makes the person want to know more. I was laying in bed and then this thought came to me as I said, why instead of just having a sign, don't we send a letter to businessmen at the office and then basically just use that as a headline and go into selling them on the fact that the best time to give flowers is just random, but no one ever thinks to do it.
Yeah, selling flowers direct mail, that may be a good idea. So you want to test the idea, see if it works, and then license that method for selling flowers to the florist?
Well, I don't know how I would do it. Would I license it?
Well, I would think if you've got a letter that can produce a result and you could show that that letter pulls in a certain amount of dollar sales and profits for every letter mailed, if it's a winning letter and it quote-unquote pays out, meaning if you mail 100 letters, it makes you $100 in profit through the sale of flowers, whether that's your commission from a flower store that you make an arrangement for, or whether you're the supplier of the flowers, or whether you're selling flowers through direct mail or whatever. The letter being mailed out in an automatic fashion, if it wins and produces a result that's profitable, you're sitting on a gold mine. That's one way you could take that method. You could do it yourself, document, have some case studies. Let's say you had 4 or 5 flower shops that you let try this method in their geographical area, and you said, "I'll give you the rights to use this. In exchange, you'll pay for the mailing, or we'll split the cost of the mailing." You could test maybe 100 pieces or 200 pieces to businessmen in a geographical area right around the flower shop. You can measure the results, so on the letter you'll have some kind of coupon that will have them bring it in so the results can be measured. They can test the results conclusively, and then you could look at the profit. So you could have 4 or 5 case studies, and in trade for you allowing them to do this, a couple things come to mind. You could share in the profits if you make this arrangement, but one thing to get it going is you tell the flower store owners that you'll do this, but you have to give them permission to use their case study, and you'll have to allow them to be interviewed about the success of this method.
Okay.
So you can use that to promote it to other flower stores around the country. That may be a great idea. If you can get 5 people to agree and they have the success, I'd be willing to do the interview interviews for you. Let's say it's just a 10-minute interview with four or five different flower shop owners, and you'll have yourself a nice audio product, or you can transcribe it and have a written product that can be designed into a sales letter to sell the system to other people for some good upfront money. Or you having the letter and not letting that out to the flower owners is pretty powerful, and you could keep control and handle all the mailing and just approach flower store owners and say, hey, I've got a way that will double your flower sales with absolutely no effort on your part. I'll produce you the results. All you got to do is be able to keep up with the supply, and we have a way to measure it, and you just set up joint ventures where they pay you a percentage. You like that?
Yeah, that's a good way.
Keep the intellectual property of the letter, but there's always a possibility the flower store owner may get the letter when the guy brings it in, and your secret will be exposed.
It's like what J. Conrad Levinson said. He said, you can't be scared of somebody stealing it, because no one will know what to do with it once they have it.
That is true. They got to know who to mail it out to, how to mail it out. And I'll just give you one idea. If you want to do this and test it, I would test it by using an effortless way to mail, and that's using the United States Post Office online mailing system. So you can do a simple one-page letter, and you can design it in Microsoft Word, and you can have your database. You order your leads, so you get businessmen in a certain geographical area around the flower store that may be good prospects, and you get the data, the name, the address, city, state, zip code. You upload the database into the U.S. Post Office system. You upload your Word file, click the button, pay with your credit card. Boom, the letter goes out in a double window envelope, one page, tri-folded. You don't touch a thing. It's all mailed automatically. I'll send you a link on my site at hardtofindseminars.com. If you go to the products page on the left-hand side in light blue, there's a section called Michael Recommends. These are all my tools and resources that I recommend, and it's the United States Post Office. You'll see a description for it, and if you click on it, it'll take you right to the place to get signed up. Kyle, I'm telling you, it is beautiful. I'm now looking for more pre-owned J. Abraham stuff, and I just sent 600 of them out yesterday, all through this online system. It is awesome. So when you're looking at doing a mailing like this, whether it's for your flowers or for anything, you want something that you don't have to screw around with licking envelopes, stuffing. This is just effortless, automatic. Now, there is a couple negatives, but I think the positives will outweigh the negatives. The negative is it doesn't put a live stamp on it. It's a windowed envelope, which isn't that big of a negative. It allows you to do a return address with your address, city, state, and zip code. If you want a name on there, you can put it, but sometimes having the curiosity effect will help you get the thing open. And they just do a stamp that says pre-sorted first class. It's not a live stamp, but it's just like a black square, and it says pre-sorted first class. So it doesn't have that look and personal feel that Gary Halbert 8-pile mail, but still the ease and the effortlessness of it, I think, makes up for that.
Yeah, it's something that I don't have to do while I'm doing my drawing.
Absolutely. All you need is your database and your Microsoft Word and a credit card, and they don't rip you off. They charge you just actual postage, and the fulfillment fees are very reasonable. You could also do postcards through that system as well. So there's a simple way to get the letter out, and now your only thing is test it. Now, I'll give you another resource. You would need to buy leads in a geographical area, right? Do you have an idea where you'd get those? Do you have any software that has that, or would you need a supplier for the leads?
I think I would use Dun & Bradstreet.
I've got a lady, and I'll email you her name and her number. Now, the biggest lead compiler in the world at this time is Information USA. And if you go to infousa.com, you can find all kinds of mailing lists, especially lists like that where you're just getting business people. There's all kinds of lists. You can get anything you want there. But it could be pretty expensive, maybe 15, 20, 25 cents a lead, depending on how many you're getting. But I've got a lady who can get that for you for about half the price. And InfoUSA has a product called Reference USA, which is their same exact database that libraries across the country subscribe to. So people can go into the library and pull down 50 to 100 leads for free. It's part of the service that the library provides the public, but the library pays for the subscription, and they can't be taken advantage of because it's limited to the number of leads you can download. But she'll go into a library and do multiple downloads and sell you the leads for a lot less money, and I'll email you her name and number.
Okay.
I like the idea. If you do put the letter together, send it to me, and I would recommend you keep it short and sweet.
I wrote it.
All right, what do you got?
It was only one page long, but it was pretty nice. And I was looking up where I could buy wholesale flowers, just enough to send out 100 letters, just to see what it would do.
We're in the same city. You've got all kinds of these little Mexican flower stands all over the place. Can't you find one of the owners of these flower stands and send it out in the geographical area right around them? Just pick one to do a test. Say, how would you like to have more sales in flowers? And you just tell them what you want to do. You want to try and build their business through a letter that you want to send out to people right around your flower we're staying, and I wanted to let you know I'd like to do this, but you need to be ready to supply the flowers for these customers. Are you willing to do it? Why would they say no? And then if you're mailing out to a geographical location, you can use the name of the flower store, and you can say, we're the one that looks like a shack right in front of the Target store. So you can identify who they are, so the people in that area will know exactly what flower place you're talking about. Do you know of a couple right in your area?
Yeah, I know some. Palm Mountain Ranch.
Yeah, they're all over the place. So pick one and stop by in the car and go talk to the owner or call information, see if you can get the owner by phone. It may take you 5 to get one to say yes, but all you want is a test. That may be a great idea. Now, a direct mail letter, all you can do is try it. There may not be enough margins in it. What does a thing of flowers sell for? 100 letters is going to cost you about $50 to send out, and you get 1%, which in some cases could be pretty good for a direct mail project, and one guy comes in with the coupon and buys a thing of flowers for $16. So it's a loser. If you get 2%, it's still a loser. If you get 3%, it's still a loser. I mean, you're going to need something like 5% response to make a profit, at least on the front end. Yeah.
For more interviews like this, please go to hardtofindseminars.com.
Yeah, you got to test it and make sure it works. That's all.
What else? Well, my cartoon business, either it's just because it's slow since it's summer, and so I'm trying to figure out how I can get more business.
Why can't you do shows for camps?
Because they all bring in their own people.
To do illustration?
Yeah.
Do the camps have illustrators to do this?
Yeah, not good ones.
Well, have you ever approached camps? They bring in their own people, but why not have them bring in you? You mean the people they bring in, they don't have to pay for them?
I don't think so. Because a lot of them are just volunteer parents who took an art class in college.
How do you know camps bring in all their own people? What are you basing that on?
I'm basing it on just what I've read on their website.
You've been to multiple camps and you see that they have illustration as one of the things?
Yeah, they're just volunteers and they're usually a parent or somebody like that.
I would check into it, especially camps. My kid's in camp. They go on field trips every week. They go to the science center. They go to the park. They're always looking for stuff to do with the kids. It sounds like a great thing, and I would certainly send that letter out to some of the camps. Now, we're about halfway finished with the camp this year, but I don't see why camps wouldn't do it. I would definitely explore that further.
What type of camp are they in?
Well, not YMCA. He's in a private camp.
Oh, okay.
But there's private camps all over the place, man. There's got to be hundreds of them.
Okay, I wasn't going to those ones. I was going to, like, the camp down at the park and rec place.
Oh, no. I'm talking private camps. Look, what happens when kids are out of school for the summer?
I don't know. I thought they went to the Y.
Well, the Y is one option, but there's private camps. They're inexpensive as hell, too. They're paid camps. You pay thousands of bucks over the summer to put your kid in camp. There's surfing camps. There's art camps. There's baseball camps. There's sports camps. There's science camps. There's all kinds of camps. You can search Google and type in camp San Diego. Find out what you come up with. And camp isn't like curriculum where they're studying all this stuff in school. It's all play stuff, all creative, all arts and crafts. You just give your letter to the camp administrator, the same thing with the school. I think that would be perfect. I may be wrong. You're going to have to research it, but yeah, camp.
I didn't know there were private ones.
No, and YMCA, that's not free. That costs money. All those YMCA programs cost money. Possibly, if you wanted to, you may be able to get involved with the YMCA and offer that as one of the camps for the school, illustration. You can check with them on that.
That's a good idea.
But your letter, you should be able to do the same thing for the schools as it does for the camp. Doesn't matter that it's a school or a camp, you're offering something to teach and entertain the kids. It may be a little too late this summer, but you can do the research this summer. You still have time. You could probably get a letter out in the mail in the next few days, but for next year, certainly you should plan on that.
Okay, I'll do that.
So you got to ask yourself, where are kids during the summer? And still, a lot of kids are in summer school, too. I know there's still kids in schools. The public schools aren't still open, but you've got to ask yourself, what are the kids doing all summer? Where are they?
Okay. The other thing is, I want to figure out other ways to get business than just a letter. Because I've been going on school websites like the PTAs and the PTOs, who are the ones who book me, and they're all asking questions, and then they're responding and saying, well, you know, our school gets slammed with a bunch of solicitations from people wanting to do assemblies, so it shouldn't be hard for you to find new people to do them for you. But I'm thinking if they're getting slammed, I have to go in with some sort of unconventional way to really make my thing hit, so they book me.
You're saying you want a different way other than the letter.
Yeah, I want more, I guess, guess what Jay calls filler. And there's a few magazines, but they're just so expensive to advertise in.
Right. Joint ventures. So go look in the back of magazines and see who else is doing something for the school. And then what you need is you want to try and get warm referrals. I don't know what magazines you're looking at. I don't know, maybe the family magazines.
I was looking at Principal and CTO Today.
Who's advertising in there?
I don't know. I haven't gotten an issue of them. I was just reading their website.
You got to find out whoever is already in front of the schools doing assemblies with a non-competing thing. Give me an example of another assembly that the schools pay for, other than your illustration.
See, here's the thing. I have a guy in Michigan, and he's in charge of booking people all over Southern California.
For
an agency. He works for an agency, and then he books the assemblies down here. And so I keep trying to tell him, do you either upsell your clients to me after you've sold them on theirs, because they're not buying the full year's worth of assemblies, they're just buying one or two from him, that I would give him $150 a sale, because that's what he makes for his regular ones. And he won't do it.
All right, well, he's not a prospect. Next. Who else do the schools book for assemblies? What other type of assemblies are schools having?
There's tons of them.
Like what?
There's undersea slideshows. There's science ones. There's space ones. There's magicians. There's clowns. There's stuff like that.
A lot of people would think that these are your competitors, but these people can also be partners of yours, and it could go two ways. Mm-hmm. Let's say you met a clown, and they're being booked all over at different schools. One very simple way is you can approach them, explain that you do illustrations. You and them share a very common business. You both do assemblies at schools. How would you like to trade customer lists, or how would you like to get each other business? And here's how it works. You would have to have some trust at first, but it can be very simple and really powerful. You just say, you'll send out a letter to your customer list endorsing you. You'll endorse the clown, and the clown has to agree to do the same thing for you. And you would just match your list and make sure you're not sending out to schools they're already doing business with. So you approach them and say, how's business? Isn't it hard getting new business, new account? And just say, look, I've got this crazy idea. Let me run this by you. You're in schools that I'm not in. I've been in schools that you're not in. Why don't we trade customer lists? I'll endorse your clown business to the administrators that I've done assemblies for, and then you endorse my illustration that you've done assemblies for, and we could work together. We could also each include a flyer when we do our assemblies endorsing each other. So in essence, we're both promoting each other as a trade. Does that sound powerful?
Yeah.
You could do that with the clown. You could approach the science people. Whoever is doing assemblies, they're all small businesses just like you. They're all having a hard time. They're all facing the pain and agony of getting new clients. And you just approach them. Tell them who you are. You're all in a fraternity, you know. Isn't that a lot better than going cold?
Yeah, it is.
But you said your letter was effective. Your letter was a winning letter during the school year, right?
Yeah, it is. But at the same time, I don't have the money to roll it out to get my maximum number of assemblies.
To mail the letter?
Yeah.
How many letters would you need to mail out to max it out?
I'm not sure.
How many schools are there that you would mail to that are potential prospects for you?
Well, there's prospects nationwide, and there's 50,000 at least.
But you're talking about going locally, physically doing them, right?
Yeah.
Just in San Diego area? Or are you talking about selling your information products?
I'm telling about doing the assembly, going and visiting schools.
All right, well, you're not going nationwide. You're just interested here.
Well, no, I am going nationwide.
Oh, you're ready to go nationwide?
Yeah, I have stuff in Indiana set up for March.
Oh, and you're going to fly out there to do an assembly?
Mm-hmm. And I've been to Arizona.
Oh, I didn't know you're flying nationally. What's the minimum amount of people you'd go out to do it? How much are you going to make on an assembly, like in Arizona?
Well, it depends, because the schools will pay travel. When I do the ones in Arizona, I got $897. That covered all the travel, and then at $500, which I was charging out here.
All right, well, that's a simple one-hour flight.
Yeah, and the Indiana ones, I have five schools paying them.
Five schools in Indiana?
Yeah, and it's a three-day thing.
Oh, okay. So you'll go out there for 3 days. Well, that's pretty good. How'd you land that one?
I just mailed my letter out, and then I just called the other ones around it.
Oh, you said you're going to be out doing an assembly for this school. Would you like to book me while I'm in town?
Yes.
Oh, that's perfect. So you can go national. I mean, have you milked San Diego County?
Because the San Diego County ones don't book assemblies.
They don't book assemblies.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean they don't book? You were booking them last year, weren't you?
Not the ones in San Diego. I was doing a lot in Anaheim or in Poway or in County.
I see. And it's just their policy they don't pay for outside assemblies?
Well, they do, but they use the ones that they've been using for 20 years.
Okay. So hit Anaheim. Do stuff that's close by. There must be hundreds of schools just in Anaheim.
Well, yeah, obviously I do the one mainly here, but the fact of the matter is it's getting them to call. I want the letter to pull more.
Did you figure out what the letter was pulling?
Probably getting 5 or 6%.
So for every 100 you send out, you can get 5 replies, and how many will you book about?
Probably 2 or 3.
What's wrong with that? So $50 to mail a letter, and you're going to book 3 assemblies that are easily going to make you $1,500. That's pulling 10 times cost.
I know, but I'm greedy. I want to be able to do 200 assemblies.
But your thing is cash flow. The cash flow isn't there because you got to wait until the assemblies are scheduled and done. And you've got no cash right now to spend.
Pretty much. Just because of my insurance messing up my niece, that all being expensive, and general living expenses.
Well, you need someone to back you. You need an investor. Or you can do it the hard way. You got to put in your time and just make the phone calls yourself. But if you've got a letter that's doing 5%, your parents, will they lend you any money?
They might. I don't know.
Your parents, are they supportive on what you're doing?
They are now. They weren't in the beginning, but now they are.
Have you ever borrowed money from them?
No. I took myself out of their wallet when I was 15, 16.
But you live at home, right?
Yeah.
You're not working during the summer?
No, not enough. I actually just went to the Boy Scouts, and they're trying to approve my flyer, and I was actually going to call them when I'm off the phone with you to see if they'll approve it. Basically, one of Brian Boyles' letters, they got 36%. I transformed it from a birthday letter to a Cub Scout.
How about private lessons? Have you ever thought of that?
I have, but I don't know where to do it.
You can meet at a library. The library's everywhere. Quiet, bring your pad of paper, public place, meet at a library, wherever they are. There's libraries everywhere.
Okay.
Now, who could you approach on private lessons? And then again, I would go get that family magazine. It's just chock full of ads. You know what I'm talking about?
I have that magazine. I always wanted to advertise it.
So go look in the back and see who's giving private lessons or something, whether it's private singing lessons or private dance lessons. You call these business owners up and just explain what you're doing and make them an offer. Say, look, I've got a really great way to get new business for you and new business for me. Let me introduce myself and tell them what you do. Say, I've been giving illustration assemblies all over the country for X amount of years, and I'm now doing private lessons during the summer. It may take 10 calls to get one, but if you find someone who likes the idea and they've already got students and the student has a talent for something.
How much would I charge for that?
For private drawing lessons? What do you think would be worth your time to go out and meet with a kid and do a private hour illustration lesson?
Well, right now, almost anything.
Huh, I think $30 an hour is fair.
Okay. I've never taken them, so I don't know.
Call up and see what private dance lessons cost. See what private music lessons cost.
Okay.
Find out what tutoring costs. It should be at least $15 an hour. But selling it an hour at a time is not a good idea. You want to sell it like a 6-week session, just like a physical trainer does. Yeah, you want to sell a package. You don't want to just sell an hour at a time. They sign up with you. It's for 6 sessions, $20 a session. That's $120.
Okay.
Now, you're doing onesie-onesie, which isn't near as effective as doing your groups. But I'm just thinking it's something that you can make some cash with, but maybe that's not a good leverage of your time, you know?
Well, it could be just now because it's in the summer and I need money till August. Basically, when August comes, I'm fine. Right now, I'm just kind of bored with not being able to present. So that's that.
Do you have a list of names you can mail your letter to for assemblies?
Yeah.
And would people respond to them during the summer?
No. See, that's the thing. The post office holds all school mail until the school's back in session. Because no one's at the school to receive it. So you have to mail it right at the beginning of the year.
I got an idea for you. You know that computer cleaning letter in the back of the Ad Magic book?
Yes.
Remember, if you look at the response on that letter, it was astronomical. Everyone has a computer. I'm looking at mine. It's disgusting. People's computers need to be cleaned of dust every couple months. Maybe you can do that as a side business. The letter's already written. Mm-hmm. And test it out. Even if you have to go around the businesses and put flyers on the door, see if you can get some computer cleaning gigs.
I could put an ad in Computer Edge magazine, that little newsprint thing.
And use direct mail. That was a direct mail piece. And it's already written. Go read through it and look at the response it produced. Figure out how he did it. All you got to do is get the guy's computer, open it up. Could you figure out how to clean a computer?
Probably.
You just take it and you get the canned air and you blow it out. But you got to figure out what you're doing, and you can figure out how to effectively clean a computer. I can give you my computer guy's name, and he'll tell you how to do it.
Yeah, my friend built my entire computer, so now I know how to open it up, go in there, remove the dust from the fan.
Here's an idea. You can go to anyone who builds computers, who has a customer list, and say, how would you like me to come help you sell some of your computer services? And all you do is you tell them to give you his customer list and let me mail out this computer cleaning letter. So you mail it out on your behalf, It's a proven letter. I'll go out and clean the client's computer, and while I'm there, I'm sure they'll start asking me questions about other services and products and features that I'll pitch on your behalf, okay. And then we could split the profit if it brings you any business. How about that?
That's pretty simple to do.
There's all kinds of people building computers. Say, I've got a way for you to get more business. I'm just trying to throw some ideas at you. All of them have to do with joint ventures and accessing someone else's database and someone else's list. But I gave that to my computer cleaners. You want to make some money? Here's a proven letter. Go look back in that book so you can try that.
Okay.
The best investment you can do is learning that Ad Magic course and learning how to write a kick-ass sales letter. Then you can sell anything. As long as you can write copy and you know how to do it, you can sell anything. Doesn't matter. You can sell it all by mail.
Yeah. I'm going to look at the computer cleaning thing, figure out exactly what I would need to do, and I'm also going to try to do the thing in the library. Because I know some parents have asked me before if I do private ones, but I never had an idea of where to hold them.
Do you have the list of all the kids who filled out your little form?
Yeah, I have probably 500 or 600 kids now.
All right here in San Diego.
Yeah.
But you can get on the phone and start calling these parents and saying, this is Kyle. Your kid filled out the form for my illustration club. I'm going to be doing a private drawing lesson at this library. Make it geographical. And I'd like to invite Johnny to come. It's going to be a two-hour session. It's $30. We'll have other kids there. And I wanted to give you an invite.
Okay.
There's your customers. They're there. Parents are looking for stuff to do with their kids during the summer.
Okay. And actually, I could get them in the morning.
Yeah, you could start calling them tomorrow and just say you're doing a private, exclusive illustration class at whatever. Find a place. Or what you can do, you can approach the parent, and if they're willing to host the drawing class at their house, then you got a place to do it. And you let that kid go free, and then you invite other kids.
That's a good idea.
You can say, as a host, your kid gets to go free. We'll provide snacks and maybe a lunch or something. Maybe you can order a pizza or something for $5. So the host family provides maybe a pizza and lunch, and their kid gets to sit in on an illustration class. That's an idea. I don't know.
I think that's a good idea.
And then you got a place. You got someone to buy the pizza. You give them a free illustration. You invite the kids over to the class. So it's more like an afternoon or morning event where other kids can interact with you and stuff. That would be cool. You could start that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Your customers are right there. They're looking for stuff to do with their kids. So make it worth your while. I mean, figure if you can set one of these up every day and you get 5 kids to come or 6 kids, I mean, $20 a kid, and then you knock it out all at once. That would be great. Get 10 kids here. It's $200 for an afternoon. If you have to call 30 parents, why not? If they're not sure about the time, say, what would be the best time?
Okay. I'm going to do that.
Do it and call me back. I want to hear the results.
All right. I will.
All right, Kyle.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's some information on my HMA marketing consulting system. I'm going to read through the sales letter. This way you can just listen to what it's all about. Let's get started. Here's how to use Richard's simple risk-free home study system to become a high-paid marketing consultant in 45 days or less without any prior marketing, business, or consulting experience. Dear friend, in this letter you'll learn a simple, painless, and inexpensive way to become a high-paid marketing consultant in the next 45 days, complete with paying clients and a steady flow of income that comes in year after year. It doesn't matter what your current skills are now, and it doesn't matter if you have any connections or business experience. In fact, all you really need are a few simple systems my friend Richard has developed over the years to become a high-paid and in-demand marketing consultant. And the best part is you do not have to shell out tens of thousands of dollars for the secrets, and you can even use them for yourself almost free if you choose. I'll explain the details of this offer in a second, but first, let me tell you what's in Richard's HMA system and how you can be up and running, earning money soon after getting it. To begin with, if you do your homework, you'll find that there are several competing marketing consulting business opportunities in the marketplace. I'll be the first one to advise you to look into all of them before you invest into any of them, including my HMA system. I've interviewed countless people who have paid enormous fees to attend trainings. I've received firsthand feedback on Y2 Marketing, Action International, Quantum, Topline, Peterson Consulting, and other marketing opportunities, and many of them are actually pretty good. But what separates our HMA system from the other ones I've seen is that with Richard's system, you don't need any previous marketing experience, any business connections, or even a lot of money. In fact, Richard will be the first person to tell you if he can do it, you can do it. How can he be so sure? because when Richard started, he was broke himself and had very poor selling, speaking, marketing, and presentation skills. And even today, he's just as shy and introverted as the next guy. In fact, the only difference between you and Richard is because of a simple system he invented after attending a J. Abraham marketing consulting seminar over 15 years ago. You see, Richard discovered that while J. Abraham really is a marketing genius, his system, like most other marketing consulting programs today, was not geared toward ordinary people who don't have a lot of money or natural marketing talents. J. Abraham in the early 90s had credibility, contacts, and millions of dollars. The training Jay taught his consultants was from his own millionaire perspective. But Richard was nearly broke, so broke he had to borrow money from his dad to attend Jay's training. He had no credibility and few contacts. And when Richard went out in the field to test Jay's teaching, he failed. Richard did not quit. After years of experience in organizing the marketing concepts into a workable system, Richard began to experience success. Richard had discovered his own unique system to make money as a marketing consultant that is easy to follow and simple to learn. Richard had created a system that will work whether you're a millionaire like Jay Abraham or broke, struggling to make the rent. It's taken Richard 15 years to perfect and tens of thousands of dollars working out the bugs and getting his system so you can approach virtually any kind of business to offer your consulting services. And since sharing his system to the public, Richard has trained marketing consultants in the U.S., the U.K., Nigeria, Luxembourg, Australia, Greece, Ireland, Canada, and even Holland, some who were totally new to marketing when they started. Here's why. With Richard's system, all you do is use the tools he's created for you the exact way he says to use them. And within the first few weeks, you can have a marketing consulting business with paying customers and large fees dwarfing anything you could make at your regular job. And best of all, you can do it all without pressure, without strain, and without the unbearable personal rejection most marketing consultants endure when getting started. For example, most people getting into the consulting business believe making cold calls to get clients is the worst and most difficult way to get clients. This method is usually reserved for the consultant who has no contacts whatsoever. While other consulting trainings tell you to make prospecting calls yourself, Richard's system trains you to pay others to do your prospecting for you. Take, for instance, the telephone prospecting script in the system. All you do is take the proven phone script, hand them to a part-time telemarketer with a copy of the Yellow Pages, and tell him or her to call businesses and read the script word for word. This simple method for getting new clients works time and time again. You do none of the calling and you still generate clients. This way, you can be sleeping in, playing golf, or even taking a vacation and have an endless stream of fresh, quality appointments coming in each and every day without you lifting a finger. Plus, in addition to these proven phone scripts, you'll get an audio training called How to Get Appointments, which takes your people step-by-step through the whole process on how to use the scripts. That means if you don't want to pay a lot of money for a professional telemarketer, just hire a student or a stay-at-home mom and give her the How to Get Appointments training, and she'll be just as good, if not better, than anyone else at getting you appointments. Of course, the phone is only one way to get clients. Your HMA system also has already tested direct mail letters for selling your consulting services, such as an approach letter and a follow-up letter, a proven collection of postcards designed to generate leads, and even a sample brochure and professional audio presentations. And with the simple tools he'll create, you'll be hitting your prospects from every conceivable angle, giving yourself the maximum chance of capturing those high-quality paying clients within days of starting your consulting business. And if you're really ambitious, then you can use Richard's system to create what's called the podium effect. What's the podium effect? The podium effect is this phenomenon where people will automatically respect, trust, and believe people who talk at seminars or small workshops. And since Richard also includes pre-written seminars and workshop flyers, you can fill a room, give your presentation, and watch as dozens of people scramble to hire you the second you step from behind the podium. Not sure how good you'll be at putting on presentations? No problem, because Richard has already created a powerful presentation seminar outline for you, complete with a PowerPoint presentation and all the training you'll need to be up and running fast. This is the same presentation Richard currently uses to capture clients today. More on this later. You won't have to try and figure anything out or struggle or structure your presentation. Just plug in Richard's pre-made seminar presentation, follow the word-for-word transcript, and you'll be delivering a powerful, proven presentation that gets clients fast. Easy as 1, 2, 3. And here's something else to think about. With Richard's system, you won't have to worry about not having a reputation or a track record of helping business owners with their marketing. If you've never done consulting before, I know what you may be thinking now. You're asking yourself, why should these business owners believe anything I say? You're afraid that they will ask you for proof that you can get results. You'll think they'll want referrals before they work with you. You're thinking that you have no credibility. This is only an illusion in your imagination. It's fear, not based on reality. I'm here to tell you this will not happen to you, and here's why. You must understand that your clients are not interested in you. They are only interested and the results you can bring them. Being a fully certified marketing consultant means you'll be able to draw on the successful track record of the HMA system. It's actually pretty simple. Richard has discovered a proven way for you to use his testimonials, his stories, and his success for your business. And by following Richard's simple instructions, you'll be able to borrow Richard's credibility for yourself. Plus, you'll also learn a secret way Richard has invented to create your own credibility within the first 30 seconds of meeting a potential prospect without needing any testimonials, success stories, or past successes. This is one of Richard's trade secrets, and it works like gangbusters for everyone who uses it. But here's the thing. Getting the appointment or filling a room with prospects is only step one. You can get all the appointments in the world, but if you can't close the sale, then it's all for nothing. Richard knows this more than anyone. After spending hundreds of hours and tens of thousands of dollars of trial and error, he has created a truly foolproof system that lets almost anyone turn at least 25% of your appointments into paying clients. And what makes this possible is Richard's proprietary opportunity analysis worksheet. With this simple document Richard has created, you can walk into any business, command immediate respect and attention, and literally become a marketing miracle man to the owner of that business. The reason why is because the opportunity analysis worksheet lets you literally make over a business owner's marketing and show them exactly how you will create real cash profits right before their eyes. And if this business owner you are talking with has any desire to grow his business at all, then he'll have no choice but to be impressed by you and want to work with you. In fact, the opportunity analysis worksheet makes converting appointments into paying clients so simple you can even do it over the phone. Richard also shows you how to command large fees and even get paid on a portion of the sales you make for your clients for years in the future. It's called a contingency fee agreement. This should only be used with a client after they have hired you and paid you to do project work. Other expensive consulting opportunities teach you that contingency is the only and best way to sell consulting services. And it works like this. If you help your client make an extra $100,000 a year, and you make 15% contingency agreement with that client, you will pocket an extra $15,000 on top of your regular fees per year. If you do this for just 5 of your clients, you will make an extra $75,000 a year. If you do this for just 10 of your clients, you will make an extra $150,000 a year, and so on. Again, this is in addition to your regular fees. You can typically charge a client anywhere from $500 to $5,000 per project, and most clients will need at least 4 projects. And it's so easy once you understand Richard's system, because Richard really has done 90% of the work for you already. For example, his system includes endorsed letter samples. All you do is find businesses that sell similar but non-competing products and services as the business you are helping and strike a simple deal with them where they send your offer to their customer list for a portion of the profits. This way, you and your client make a bundle off the initial sales and even bigger windfall from additional sales later. All from leads that didn't cost your clients a penny to generate. Client reactivating letter samples. This is the easiest way to make fast cash for you and your client because almost nobody goes after his or her inactive clients and customers. And all you do is take one of your pre-written letters and mail it to your client's inactive customers. Watch your clients shake their head in disbelief as inactive customers they thought would never buy again come back to life, spending their money with your clients again and again and again. And remember, if you set up simple contingency deals with these clients, as Richard explains in his system, you'll get paid on all that action too. You'll get letter templates for things like special promotions, unique sales, and other events. Each letter is proven to work, and it's almost guaranteed money in your bank account every time you use one of them. These are just a few of the reasons why Richard's students report such fast and easy profits. To hear real stories from existing HMA marketing consultants in their own words, go to hardtofindseminars.com/audioclips.h as in Harry, .htm. That's hardtofindseminars.com/audioclips. The A is capital. Capital A and then audioclips with a capital H after clips .htm. You'll learn how they're able to get clients that pay cash quickly. This is why I have no problem saying nothing could be simpler than using Richard's system to make money quickly and easily as a marketing consultant. And realize this, every time you make one of your clients money using Richard's paint-by-numbers, pre-created tools, you'll become your city's marketing business guru, and you'll have the instant reputation as the go-to guy. As I said before, I've seen all other marketing consulting programs out there, and I have not yet seen anything that even comes close to Richard's system. But you certainly don't have to take my word for it, because you will see you can try everything almost free if you want and see it for yourself. But first, here's a quick breakdown of all the exclusive marketing training you'll be getting in your HMA system. HMA resource number one. This is the actual HMA system. You'll get all 10 HMA operational manuals showing you each step of the way how to capture clients and make them real profits. This collection represents the system. Each binder walks you through all steps of the system. You'll reference these materials as you take your clients through the steps of the HMA system. Richard spent years creating and refining these modules. Each comes in their own three-ring binder. You'll use these manuals as you follow along in resources 2 and 3. HMA resource number 2, the 1995 HMA live seminar training. You'll own 25 hours of cutting-edge HMA marketing training in a downloadable audio format. Richard's first live marketing consulting seminar was conducted in early 1995. Your 1995 training features Richard at the top of his game teaching a room packed with students his system for becoming a successful marketing consultant. Each student paid $5,000 to attend. You'll be able to download, hear, and learn everything you need about capturing clients and creating marketing systems for them. It's like having Richard right there with you, showing you exactly what to do each step of the way. HMA resource number 3, the 2005 HMA live seminar training. You'll get Richard's most recent live training on DVD. This is the same training Richard did from 1995, but updated 10 years later. You'll see Richard in action in full color and live in front of a room full of students eager to learn Richard's secrets of his HMA consulting system. Each DVD is professionally produced. The picture quality and sound is perfect. You can play your DVDs in your home, computer, or portable DVD players. You can even take it on the road with you. I've also arranged to have your audio from each of your DVDs converted to downloadable MP3 audio files. You'll not only be able to watch this newest training in video, but you'll have full access to download each audio as an MP3 file. You can also burn CDs to play in your home or car CD player. Any way you choose, you'll sit from the comfort of your home, car, or office and have Richard transform your mind into a human hidden marketing assets detector. After learning Richard's system, you'll be trained to sniff out found money in virtually any business lucky enough to retain your services. Richard's students paid thousands of dollars to learn what you'll get in these DVD trainings alone. HMA resource number 5, the HMA group training video DVDs. This is Richard's most recent training conducting live group training for 15 business owners wanting to learn how to grow their business. The group training concept is another way for you to make money. Richard discovered that many of the businesses he talks to want his consulting services but could not afford his one-on-one fees. As a result, Richard started working with manufacturing associations and started doing group trainings with 10 to 20 business owners at a time. Each group training would last for 2 hours, twice a month for 3 months. You can charge anywhere from $500 to $3,000 per business owner. If you were to do group training for 10 businesses, and let's say you charged only $1,000 each, you would make $10,000 for only 12 hours of work. That's $830 an hour. I have never seen any easier way to make money than this. Imagine using one of your pre-written letters from your HMA system and sending it out as an email to a list of your local chamber members at no cost to you. Then, imagine prospects attending your free seminar on how to grow a business without advertising. Then, imagine taking your guests through the pre-designed HMA PowerPoint presentation crafted to sell group trainings and one-on-one consulting services. Remember the podium effect? Then, imagine having 10 people fighting their way to you with checkbooks in hand, ready to pay you anywhere from $500 to $3,000 each. If you're the consultant who likes action in an exciting group atmosphere and who likes to make a lot of money fast, this presentation is for you. Your set of group training DVDs will show you exactly how to execute this training. You'll have access to pre-designed workbooks to provide each one of your paying clients, and you may even have these workbooks private labeled with your consulting name on the cover. But there is a minimum order of 10 sets. HMA resource number 5. You'll get lifetime access to exclusive online training and support in your HMA university, including online audio, email, telephone backup, and more. You'll hear intensive interviews with marketing consultants making anywhere from $500 to $2 million a year doing marketing consulting. You'll learn their secret ways of making money and how they run their consulting businesses for maximum profit and minimum work. These interviews and trainings are updated regularly and published in your HMA university, which means you'll have all the support and feedback you need to make your consulting business fly right from the start. HMA resource number 6. You'll get my famous Joint Venture Magic course, including audio training, joint venture sales letters, and sample contract and agreements. This course sells for $595 on my site, but you'll get it for free as part of your HMA system. And trust me, if you do nothing else but harness the enormous power of joint ventures as explained in this course, you'll never worry about money again. Plus, this joint venture course also includes a collection of contracts and letters of agreements for use in your consulting practice. You'll have agreements for contingency marketing, copywriting, intellectual property rights, marketing consulting retainer fees, non-disclosure forms, creating new profit centers, referral fees, and many more. Without a doubt, you would have to pay tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees for a collection of agreements like these. But this entire collection is yours when you become an HMA consultant. HMA resource number 7. You get a gift certificate for $1,000 off my audio creation service. This will pay for itself 100 times over in your first year alone. Here's why. If your client can talk into a phone, I can create him an information product that can sell for anywhere between $497 and $3,900. I've done it myself. I've sold hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of information products using this very system. And with your help, he can then sell the product to use it to generate leads for his business. And of course, if you set up a contingency agreement, you will get paid on those sales too. You'll also get a certificate worth $500 off my audio infomercial service. There's nothing better than a hard-hitting audio recording that features the benefits of your product and service, and there's no better delivery than the internet. Plus, you can also use this service for your own business. When you have your own unique audio infomercial, you'll literally ooze with the kind of ironclad credibility money can't buy, and even your most skeptical prospects will want to hire you right on the spot. And perhaps the best part about your certificate is that it can be sold or transferred to your clients. There is no expiration date as long as you remain an active HMA consultant. HMA resource number 8, free publicity and press training from the Publicity Doctor. This is huge, especially when you set up contingency or commission deals, because every time you use free publicity, money will come back to you in buckets without your clients having to do anything but answer the phone and answer a few questions. You'll learn the secret of getting millions of dollars in free publicity for your business and your clients' businesses in newspaper, magazine, television, and radio. HMA resource number 9. You'll also get the reprint and resale rights to 23 professionally written business reports, including Insider Business Strategies, 5 Ways to Increase Your Bottom Line Profits Without Spending an Extra Dime on Advertising, Quick Fix Marketing, One-Shot Turnaround Strategies for 50 different companies. This gives you 50 marketing plans for 50 different businesses. Chances are your client will fall under one of these categories, and you can use these reports to make your job easier than ever before. The Headline Bank, 100 top money-making headlines. How to up your profits in a down economy, 114 tips and techniques and tactics to kickstart your cash flow. Yellow Page Success Secrets, how to attract more new business with a riveting ad that captures immediate attention. How to use brochures to grow your business, and more, 23 in all. The great thing about having all these reports is not only this great business information, but that you can also resell these reports. You're going to have all the rights you need to put your own company name on them and resell them to your clients to make revenue. This is a residual income opportunity built into the HMA consulting training. You'll own these reports in Microsoft Word and PDF files so that you can reproduce these for your clients to sell to them directly. HMA resource number 10, the marketing, reprint, and duplication rights to a collection of my 117 hours of audio content in written transcripts from hardtofindseminars.com. You'll own the use rights, not the resale rights, to over 117 hours of downloadable audio interviews, marketing lessons, and transcripts by Bob Bly, Mark Joyner, Gary Halbert, J. Conrad Levinson, Tom Hopkins, Brian Keith Voiles, Carl Galletti, Ted Nicholas, Joe Vitale, the PR Doc, Art Hamill, Millionaire Mr. X, Taylor Trump, Herschel Gordon Lewis, and many other marketing experts. You'll instantly have a mountain of new products you can use to get more customers, clients, subscribers, and strategic business contacts. Use as free bonuses to sell consulting projects and services. Offer as special incentives to help your clients sell more of their existing products. Package and bundle together to make one-of-a-kind products to give them away free to build goodwill. Educate and excite your clients. Your options of what you can do with this content is endless. This content has been a labor of love that has taken me 10 years to build. I've invested tens of thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours to put this material together, and yet I'm making it available to you as an HMA consultant at no cost whatsoever. HMA resource number 11, a lifetime membership to hardtofindads.com. You'll get over 700 typed word-for-word transcripts from the world's largest digital swipe file of editorial-style ads by the highest-paid and most successful copywriters in the world, like Eugene Schwartz, Claude Hopkins, Gary Halbert, Brian Keith Voiles, John Carlton, and Ben Suarez. This is like having a team of the world's top copywriters on your desk telling you exactly what to write to make a winning promotion. These ads have pulled in hundreds of millions of dollars in sales and are proven templates that will work for you and your clients. In many cases, you can take what's already been done and adapt it to what you're selling. Products with just half the profit-producing ads sell for over $5,000, but they're all yours free as part of this super HMA consulting package. HMA resource number 12, 24/7 remote control consulting service selling tool. Selling consulting people who don't want consulting can zap your motivation stone dead and eat hours of valuable time. You should only be selling your services to qualified prospects. And so, you get a valuable time-saving tool to pre-sell our HMA system for you. It's a PowerPoint presentation outlining all the steps in the HMA system. This presentation will let you send a link to any prospect in the world with internet access and have them learn about what you can do for their business as an HMA consultant. In other words, it takes you out of the selling position until they have gone through the presentation. If your prospect doesn't do this, they aren't uniquely qualified as a legitimate prospect and are not worthy of your valuable time and expertise. You'll get this presentation customized with your photo, your company logo, your website, and your email address branded throughout. This one tool has saved me hundreds of hours by letting me pre-sell and educate prospects about the HMA system without my direct involvement. You'd pay thousands of dollars to produce a selling tool on your own like this, but it's yours to use and brand the second you become an HMA consultant. Resource number 13, you'll own 100% usage rights to all your marketing tools, sales letters, postcards, presentations, ads, press releases, client-generating reports, client testimonials, manuals, my million-dollar consultants list of service providers, and more. Everything you need. Well, what about support? As an HMA marketing consultant, you'll be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. By that I mean, when you have a question, you get Michael Sinoff, not some customer service rep that doesn't speak English. You'll get me working directly with you. You'll get me returning your calls minutes after you leave, a message, and that includes weekends. You'll get me returning your emails in hours, not days. You'll even get marketing assets I've accumulated over the years, like my knowledge on direct mail, marketing, advertising, and copywriting. In other words, I am always here for you. No question is a stupid question except the question you don't ask. And I'm personally going to do whatever I can to help you. If you need something, just ask, and I'll do whatever I have to do to get any answer you're looking for, whether it's asking Richard or going to my network of millionaire marketing and business experts. If I don't have an answer for you, I will find someone who does. And finally, as I said at the beginning of this letter, you get to try everything out. Use all the tools and learn all the secrets without having to risk a single penny of your own money. Here's why. If you follow the system step by step, exactly the way Richard teaches, and you don't capture your first client in 45 days or less, I'll refund 100% of your purchase price, with no questions asked, no hard feelings, and no trying to talk you out of it. All of which means you can test drive this system without risking a penny. And I mean that. I want you to hold my feet to the fire for 45 days. Use the system, play with it, compare it to other systems, and see for yourself exactly what you have in your hands. And if you aren't making money with this system in your first 45 days, then return it. How much does it cost? Well, I've done the math, and the tools, resources, and personal help is easily $22,000 worth of material, probably even a lot more. In other popular marketing systems, I've seen with only a tiny fraction of the features in the HMA system cost $30,000 plus ongoing fees and even royalties on the money you make. In fact, that is the standard practice, to take a cut of the money you make with their system. But with Richard's HMA system, you won't be paying any royalty fees, nor will you be paying $30,000 or $20,000 or even $10,000. No, you can claim your complete HMA marketing system with the tools, manuals, videos, audios, lifetime access to ongoing HMA university training, and all the high-powered marketing resources I've listed and more for just six payments of $995 plus shipping and handling, or one payment of $5,970 plus shipping and handling. The six payment plan is my way of letting anyone get started. This is not a layaway plan where you only get your system until after all the payments have been made. No, you'll get all 13 resources described in this letter, starting with your first payment of $995 plus shipping. Shipping in the U.S. is only $43. Shipping international is between $90 and $200 depending on your location. And again, there are no additional fees to pay after all your payments are made. This investment is chump change compared to the tens of thousands of dollars you can save and make with our HMA system over the course of your life, even in the first month if you choose. This tax-deductible investment is small compared to what you're getting, especially when compared to what other marketing consulting courses with a lot less value and with all their fees and royalty. However, there are two small catches to this. First of all, do you remember earlier in this letter when I said I was giving you my audio creation infomercial at a huge discount? Well, if you become an HMA consultant, you're going to be dealing with a lot of people who will want and need that service. And I'm hoping you will send some of those people my way to get these audio services done when the time is right. If you become an HMA consultant in the next 30 days from the date of this letter, I'll happily pay you a fat 20% finder's fee for any audio work you refer over. Yet another way you can make money with the system without so much as lifting a finger. But this is another of the main reasons why I'm giving you all this value at this ridiculously low price. And I'd be lying if I said I wasn't offering this deal as much for me as I am for you. And secondly, even though you're free to use your HMA system anywhere without restrictions, I have severe limits on the number of systems Richard will let me sell within each geographical area. Richard wants to make sure as an HMA consultant, you have the maximum opportunity to profit without competitors. So being accepted as an HMA consultant is not guaranteed, and the only way to be sure of claiming your system is to act now. All you have to do is call me personally at 858-274-7851. And together we'll determine if becoming an HMA consultant is right for you. If we're both in agreement, I'll send you a payment agreement by email in the form of a PDF document. You'll complete it and fax it back to me at 858-274-2579. I'll then process your payment and send you the membership details for the HMA Online University, and I'll rush your HMA system to you by U.S. mail or Federal Express. You can start listening to your online audio lessons immediately while waiting for the rest of your HMA system to arrive. And that's it. If you have any questions, please feel free to call me at 858-274-7851. Yours sincerely, Michael Sinoff. P.S. Please keep in mind that while it really is easy and simple to make money with Richard's system, it is not for everyone. I say this because if you and I talk and I find that you're not a fit for this system and I say no, please don't take it personally. There are some people who just shouldn't be marketing consultants, especially with Richard's system. But the one way to find out is to give me a call at 858-274-7851. If you get my voicemail, please leave your name, your area code and phone number, say that you're calling about the HMA system, and I'll call you back at once. Please do not email. I get so much spam that your email may never make it to me. If you're still not sure if my HMA system is right for you, go and hear real stories from other HMA marketing consultants in their own words how they were able to get their first clients. All you have to do is go to hardtofindseminars.com/AUDIOCLIPS.htm. That's hardtofindseminars.com/audioclipsh. The A is capital and the H is capital. Thanks for listening.